Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We started off this week mixed here on a rather uneventful day for the grain futures. Corn was quiet here, had about a 5 cent range from the low to the high across the board. But December closed near the low, down about 2 cents at 380 and a half. The low was 380 and a quarter, so right on those lows there for December corn. November beans up 1 3/4, 887 and a half, about 2 cents off the lows and 7 or 8 cents off of the highs. But they were the one bright spot here for the beans. And then wheat futures closed just a little bit under unchanged, down about a half to 3/4 of a cent in Chicago and Kansas City both. They started off this morning being the weak contract, but then rallied throughout the day just to close slightly lower to finish the day there. Most of the action today is focused on actually last week's report. The USDA is closed today due to Columbus Day. So everything this week will be delayed by one day. So crop progress and exports, which would normally be today, are going to be tomorrow. And then on Friday, the Thursday report, the export sales report will be on Friday. So everything delayed. Also this week, we have the FSA monthly acres update, which will be on Wednesday, and then the NOPA crush report for September on Thursday.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Tomorrow's crop progress report is expected to show the corn harvest at 45% complete, bean harvest at 65% harvested. So moving along nicely, give us another clear week or two. We'll be essentially finished with those two. Then again, FSA acres on Wednesday and the NOPA on Thursday. To recap what was on Friday's USDA report, it was, in my opinion, bearish for corn and bearish for wheat and then bullish for soybeans. I think the markets are reflecting that. But the number for the corn, 13.555 billion bushels, bigger than the average guess of 13.504. Bean production, 3.888. That's just smaller than the average guess of 3.908 billion bushels. And then for cotton, all cotton, it was 13.34 million bales, and the average guess was 13.51. So cotton's kind of the kind of forgot about on these report, but here in Oklahoma, it's rather important. Cotton futures have stayed about the same today. They're about 61.74 cents, up 13. Ending stocks for the corn, 1.561 billion, bigger than expected. Wheat was bigger than expected, and beans were bigger than expected.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, December live cattle up 25 at 137.57, February up 35 at 139.75, November feeder cattle up 172 at 186.60, January up 130 at 181.07, December lean hogs 37 higher at 66.50, February up 42 at 69.37. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat down 2.5 at 497 and 3/4, March down 2 1/4 at 512 and a half. December December Chicago wheat down 2.5 at 506¾. December corn down 2 at 380¾. March down 1¾ at 391¾. November soybeans up 1¾ at 887½. January up 2 at 892½. December cotton up 8 at 61.69. March up 14 at 61.67. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.